Good morning. Last week we defined faith as a belief, a trust, a confidence in things not seen. Faith is a determinate choice on our part to place ourselves in the hands of God, believing that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Faith is not only believing in God, but our pursuing God because we believe in His promises. We ended last Sunday by noting that genuine biblical faith compels us, it stimulates us, nudges us into pleasing God by our doing what He asks of us, requires of us. This morning we note that faith is not only a noun, it is a verb. Faith has its demands. Faith requires more than mental assent. Faith demands not only a conviction, but a behavior. Faith causes us not only to trust God, but to obey Him. Faith is a way of life. It is allowing God to use us as His instruments of righteousness. It is our becoming His living sacrifice. You see, faith has its demands. Now, what I want to do this morning is examine the 18 or so names that are written in Hebrews chapter 11 that gives us proof of this fact, and see what we can learn about living by faith. First of all, faith demands that we worship God correctly. Look at verse 4. By faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than did Cain. Because Scripture says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, we must assume that God instructed Adam and his family what was a proper sacrifice, what was true worship. I believe there are two things wrong with Cain's sacrifice. Number one, it was not a blood sacrifice, and number two, it was not of the first fruits. It was not the best of his work, as was Abel's. Our text tells us that Abel still speaks to us, still witnesses to us this morning. The faith demands proper worship. So the question becomes, are we worshiping God correctly? Jesus said that our worship must be in spirit and in truth. Are we worshiping Him from the heart, with the right motive, according to truth? Faith demands we worship God as He has instructed. Secondly, faith demands we walk with God. Look at verse 5. By faith, Enoch walked with God. Faith is not only about worship, it is about the kind of life we live. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 tells us, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy and grace, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Now listen to what Paul says, which is your reasonable service. Amos tells us that two cannot walk together unless they agree. So faith demands we agree with God on the purpose of life and how it is to be lived. Faith demands that we walk, that we live as God instructs. Think about this. Are we living as the world believes we ought to live, or are we living as God wants us to live, by faith? Thought-provoking question. And think about this. Cain died a violent death. Enoch never dies. Enoch found a fellowship with God that death could not interrupt. Indeed, God has a different future for those who have faith in Him and walk with Him. Faith also had its demands for Noah. God warned Noah of things not yet seen. As far as we know, it had never rained, but Noah's faith compelled him to act, to obey anyway. Note with me five demands of Noah's faith. Number one, he was morally righteous. Noah was living in a time when everyone had turned their back on God. Genesis 6, verse 5 and 9 says, And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. But Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Noah was the exception. Noah was different. He was living a peculiar lifestyle, one of moral purity, moral excellence. Noah was living as Peter says we should live. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of living, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:13-16. Friends, faith demands we live morally pure lives. Secondly, Noah's faith demanded he raise his children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Noah not only saved himself, but his family, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. He was a witness to his family. Faith demands we do the same today. Thirdly, Noah obeyed God completely. God gave Noah exact instructions on how to build the ark. His following these instructions saved 8 souls. What would have happened if Noah had fudged on the measurements, the kind of wood to be used, the location of the doors and windows? or the number of the animals taken. We don't know for sure, but I think we can make some valid assumptions based upon well-known Bible narratives, like Nadab and Abihu, who offered strange fire, Achan, who took the spoils from the Israelites' battle with the Amorites, Uzziah, who touched the Ark of the Covenant, Ananias and Sapphira, who lied to God. Faith demands we be perseverant. Noah worked on the Ark and preached to his generation for 120 years. Our Christian faith demands perseverance. Revelation 2 and verse 10 tells us, "Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. The devil will put you into prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution. So be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." May God help each of us to have the faith of Noah, to live in moral righteousness, to raise our children in the will of the Lord, to obey God completely, to be perseverant. Faith demands unquestionable obedience. The first time God appears to Abraham, Genesis 12 verse 1, he makes an astounding request. Listen, leave your country, leave your people, leave your father's household, and go to a land that I will show you. Listen to the next request God makes of Abraham, mentioning in our text in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 17. Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. What would I have done? What would you have done? Abraham's faith demanded he obey God whether he understood him or not. I don't know what God is asking of you today. Maybe it's to become his child and put on Jesus in baptism. Some say, well, faith and baptism make no sense to me. Hey, leaving your father's house, country, and farm, offering your one and only son as a sacrifice to God made no sense to Abraham either, but faith demanded his unquestionable obedience. Perhaps God is asking you to walk through some fiery suffering. You see, sometimes, like Abraham's case, God asks us to go where we've never been before, and genuine biblical faith demands we obey unquestionably. Faith demands a belief in the impossible. In verse 11, the writer mentions Sarah and God blessing her and Abraham with a son. If read closely, there were three reasons why Abraham and Sarah could not have children. Abraham was past age. He was 100 years old. Sarah was past childbearing age. She was 90. Plus, Sarah was evidently unable to have children ever for a reason unknown to us. During this period of waiting upon God's promise, they believed. They doubted and sometimes just did not believe at all. But Scripture indicates that their moments of faith was credited as righteousness, Genesis 15, verse 6. Now let your eyes fall to verse 29 and 30. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell, after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Indeed, there are times that our faith demands a belief in the impossible. Sins being forgiven by the blood of Jesus? Impossible. Our becoming a child of God by faith and New Testament baptism? Miraculous. God living in us, enabling us, strengthening us, forgiving us? Impossible. It was Jesus who reminds us in Mark chapter 10 and verse 27, "With man some things are impossible, but with God all things are possible." It was Paul who said, "I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me." This includes you and me, not just Paul. Jesus added this statement in Mark 9:23, "Everything is possible for him who believes." Now here it is, friends. Faith demands that we never doubt what God can do with us, by us, through us, in us, and for us. Faith demands that by the time of adulthood, we decide who we will live our life for. Let your eyes fall to verse 24 of our text. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. I want us to soberly consider these five questions. Have we decided, like Moses, to live for God rather than this world? Have we decided, like Moses, that the pleasures of sin are only for a season and are not to be compared with God's promised reward? Have we decided that even though we are ill-treated, mistreated, we will remain faithful? Have we decided we will not fear what the world, what man can do to us, but fear God? Have we decided, like Moses, that the treasures of Christ are greater than the treasures of Egypt? Have we, like Moses, decided to believe in and obey the invisible God and to live for the unseen rather than the seen? Let us consider one more verse, verse 31. Faith demands obedience. Read it with me. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. The Hebrew writer says Rahab's obedient faith saved her. We may not be able to answer all the questions about Rahab, her lifestyle, and how that played out in her salvation, but we know she was saved, and that it was her obedient faith that saved her. You see, it doesn't matter what sins we've committed. God's power to save is greater than our sin. The blood of Jesus can and will cover any and all sin. When we are willing to, by faith, to walk in the light of His truth, to be obedient to His commands, to His Word. Jesus said that obedience to the Word of God sets us free or sanctifies us. There is no sin so bad as to be impervious to the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, we must stop even though we've not covered all 18 of the individuals mentioned here. We, like the writer of Hebrews, must say I don't have time to tell about Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and, listen now, and gained what was promised. Let me make one more point. We become children of God by faith when we allow that faith to compel us to be born again. Listen to Galatians 2, 26 and 27. You are all the sons of God by faith, through faith, in Christ Jesus. When? When we meet face demands. For as many of you who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. Perhaps this morning you need to yield to this faith demand. I'm begging you, please call us, and we will come and visit with you to help you in your decision to follow the Lord. Friends, we love you, and we're waiting for your call. Until next week, may God bless and keep you.